Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word. I am so grateful to be here with you all in the new year. Happy 2022. I hope you all had an amazing Christmas and an even better new year. As we approach the new year, I know this time of year is always a reflective season for many. I celebrated a birthday last week. So with the new year and then my birthday being so close to the new year, for me, this season always has me thoughtful about what has happened last year and what I expect in the year to come. And in that reflection, it's also hopefully for you as well as it is for me, a very prayerful time. I hope that as you're making your plans and as you're thinking about your word of the year and your scripture of the year and what you want to accomplish this year, what vision you have for this year, that you're being very prayerful about it, that you are inviting God into the plans that you have for this new year. And as you do that, I want to help you by answering the question, how can we approach the throne of God with confidence? As you pray for this new year, I want to help you answer the question, how can we approach the throne of God with confidence? And I get that question from Hebrews 4:16, where the writer says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Now, as excited as we are to enter the new year, we also have some very challenging realities to face. We're still in a global pandemic, and maybe some of the challenges that you endured last year have rolled over into this year. You know, sometimes we think because it's a new year that everything is just going to start afresh and start new. And oftentimes, many of those difficulties follow us right into the new year. And so it's in those times where we need to draw close to God, where we need to draw near to the throne of grace because we need help. We're in a time of need, a time where we need God's help. And so I love that our verse today shows us not only the importance of drawing near to God, but how to do so with confidence. And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When I was in college, I had the opportunity to write for our college newspaper called The Nubian Message. And I wrote on topics of faith. I was very heavily involved with campus ministries, and I had a heart to encourage people in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. Nothing much has changed. And so I wrote a lot about spirituality and the Christian faith. And I remember turning an article in one time, and let me just confess to you right now that I am not good at spelling or grammar. I feel very confident as a communicator, but when it comes to spelling and grammar, that is a struggle point for me. And I remember turning an article in, and it had a lot of spelling and grammatical mistakes on it. And my editor writing back and saying, listen, you need to be very careful when you write, because you're writing about faith. You're writing about a topic that's very sensitive. You know, people are very sensitive about their faith and what they place their belief in. And she was right. You know, I needed to do a better job at growing in that area. And I like to think over the years, I've been able to do that and have had many writing opportunities and write books and things like that. And God has so graciously blessed me with an editor. So when I still struggle in that area, I have help. But that conversation with my editor about her reminding me how serious people take their faith and how it's such a sensitive topic reminded me that, you know, we take our faith seriously, and we should, right? But we also serve a very personal God who we don't have to be perfect in front of, that we can approach God in humility, but that we can also approach God authentically. And when we can approach God in humility and with authenticity, we can have confidence when we come to Him in our time of need. So what I love about our scripture today is that it points out, one, why we can be confident when we approach God's throne. And the main reason is whose throne it is. It's God's throne. The throne represents His power and authority. When we are praying, we're not just praying to air. We're not just praying to the wall. We're praying to an active God who wants to be involved in our lives. When my kids have an issue or they have a problem, they come to me and they ask me for help. Why? Because they know that I can help them. They know I'm big enough to help them. So they're quick to come to me and say, Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I don't feel well. Mommy, I don't have enough of this for school, because they know that I have the capacity, the ability, and the love to give them what they need, to help them in their time of need. So we can confidently approach the throne of grace because we know the God who sits on that throne. We know that He's kind, He's loving, but He's also powerful. He also has the ability to do what it is that we need Him to do that we can't do in our own strength. So with that in mind, I want to share with you three ways that we can approach God with confidence. Number one, we don't want to take the access that we have to the throne of grace for granted. In this world, the more powerful or famous a person is, the less accessible they are. But that is not the case with God. He is all powerful, and we have all access to Him through prayer. We should then confidently take advantage of this access and approach Him. It's like we have a VIP pass to heaven through prayer. And so imagine you're at like a concert or something, right? And there are these VIP seats up at the front, and you have the VIP badge. You're going to walk past the long line. You're going to walk past the nosebleed seats, and you're going to go directly to the front because of the mark on your badge that says she gets to draw near, he gets to draw near. When we place our faith in Jesus Christ, God places His Holy Spirit inside of us as a mark that we are His. We have that VIP access, and we should never take it for granted. The second way that we can approach God with confidence in prayer is understanding His heart and His love for us. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You know, one of the reasons why we don't approach God confidently is because we're ashamed. It's because we feel condemned. It's because we are consumed with guilt from our past mistakes. And we forget that it's the throne of grace that we need to take those mistakes to. So we have to remember that God's heart is not to condemn us. He's not drawing us near so that he can then just point his finger at us and tell us how wrong we are. No, God is love. He's drawing us near because he wants to envelop us with his love. He wants us to surround us with his love because it's his love that's going to change us. It's his love that's going to transform us. And when we grasp that, we will then confidently come to him, confidently approach his throne of grace and bring to him all of our brokenness, all of our mistakes, all of our misfortune, all of our need. The scripture says that it's at God's throne that we find the help that we need. God knows that we need help. This is where we get that help, and we can confidently come to God in prayer, because that's what we're supposed to do as believers when we need help, is come to the Father. The final and third way that we can approach God with confidence through prayer is to release control to God. You know, many don't pray because they're afraid of God's answer. We're afraid that God won't give us what we want. But we have to realize that it's more important for us to trust the giver than the result of our prayers. I hope that makes sense to somebody. Because what I'm trying to tell you is that, like we said, in point two, we have to understand that God has a heart for us and that he loves us. And whether his answer to our prayer is yes, no, or maybe, it comes from a loving Father. Now, I'm not saying that the suffering that you're enduring, God is the one that's inflicting it on you, right? But I'm saying he will use those situations to grow your faith. He will use them for a greater purpose or a greater good. Romans tells us all things work together for the good of those that love him, that he'll meet us in our suffering. He meets us in our pain because he knows suffering and pain. And so we can't be afraid to approach God and ask him for what we want because we're afraid he's going to say no. Because in that instance, are we really putting our faith in God, or are we putting our faith in the results that we desire? It's important that we make our prayers about the God who answers and not the answers alone. And when we do that, we can always approach God's throne of grace with confidence. I want to leave you with 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 that says, "And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him." When we pray God's will, we can always be confident and sure that he will answer. Now, how can we pray God's will? Well, we have to know his word. We have to draw near to him to know what his will is. We have to be in an active, engaging relationship with him, allowing him to transform our hearts to allow our will to be his will, not the opposite way around. But let me tell you this, God is faithful to do that. He's faithful to meet us where we are and give us what we need, even when we don't know we need it yet. And that is why we can always approach his throne of grace with confidence. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how we can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. I also want to invite you to study the Bible with me by downloading the Beloved Women app, available in Apple and Google Play stores. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.